Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner now have a projection machine for their forthcoming motion picture theater. Remodeling of the old cotton warehouse is progressing quite well now. And today, they hope to make a deal with Grandpappy Spears to rent his player piano for the theater. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library, waiting for Grandpappy.
Well, I told him to get over here just as quick as he could. I know, wait a minute. There he comes right now, Mom.
Oh, yeah, well, good. Now, just let me do the talking.
Let you do it.
Yeah, Grandpap's pretty hard to deal with.
Oh.
Got to handle him just right.
Well, I don't think he's going to try to drive much of a bargain over that old player piano of his, Mom.
You can't tell, though.
Oh, more likely be glad to get a chance to get that thing out of the house.
We can't take a chance, Abner. You know how short we are of money.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing. Where are we going to get the money to rent the piano with? That's what I want to know.
Well, maybe we can get him down so low it won't make much difference.
Well, he's going to want something, and that's more than we got, Lum.
Well, in a month or two, we'll have all the money in the world we want. Be looking for places to spend it.
We will, huh?
Yeah, you just leave him to me. I'll use psychology on him.
Use what on him?
Psychology. I'll get him to where he'll want to rent us that player piano almost for nothing. He'll be begging us to do it. You wait and see.
Man, I just hope so. I saw her. Mind out. Here he comes. Don't let him hear us talking about him. You tell it all over town.
Yeah, honey.
Yeah, honey, Grandpap. Come on in and sit down, old boy.
Yeah, make yourself comfortable.
Yes, sir.
Here, take this comfort chair here.
Yeah, take that chair, Lum.
Get out of there.
Grandpap
hops in there every time somebody gets out of that chair.
Grandpap.
Watch yourself. Don't get any of that cat hair on you there, Grandpap.
Me and Lum was sort of wanting to see about a deal here.
Now, don't tell him what we want. Let me handle it now.
I'm going to say nothing. Go ahead.
Hey, what in the world is this pigeon-toed prattle-prattle going on here anyways?
Oh, nothing, Grandpa.
Well, what you said, Dad, blame nice to me for all of a sudden.
We just like you.
That's
such it. A fine feller. Proud to have you come down here at the store and visit with us. Just love to have you around. And Lum wants to use some psychologies on you, too.
Abner, hey, sure.
Excuse me.
Grandpa, I've been thinking about you. Well, in fact, all of us think a lot about you. Especially around Christmas time, your birthday and all.
Mom talks about you all the time.
I do, don't I?
Yes, you do. You sure do that.
And then I got to studying about this job you got, delivering telegrams for Dick Huddleston. That seems a shame. Shame? Well, here you are, getting along in years and still working for wages.
Well,
natural. Didn't expect me to work for nothing, did you?
Why, of course not,
no,
Mom. You're wrong about that.
No, but what I meant, you're just living from day to day, you might say. You ought to have a regular income. Something coming in where you're just working or not.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, Grandpa.
Yeah, it would be nice to have something like that, all right, a pension.
Oh, it's the handiest thing at all to have money coming in.
Like, say, for instance, if you had something you could rent to somebody.
Yeah, that would be nice, but I ain't got nothing nobody'd want to rent. Only thing I've got's my house, and if I rented that thing, I wouldn't have no place to live myself.
Well, let's see. That is a problem, ain't it? You ought to have something over there you could rent.
I know something, Mom.
What have you got that somebody might have some use for me study here?
Well, don't you know, Mom? It's that player piano.
Abner, would you please hush up? Just stay out of this. Yeah, my granny, that's right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Glad you brung that up, Abner.
Brung it up? Why, that's the whole idea.
Hush up. Have you got a player piano over there, Grandpap?
Why, sure. You know I have. You saw it. Why, of course.
That's right. Granny said forgot about it. Sure you have.
Forgot it.
I don't know who in the world would want to rent that pigeon-toed thing, though. Well, there ought to be somebody around here that has some use for that. Let me study. Who could it be? I'd like to help you if I can, Grandpap.
I know somebody, Lum.
Would you stay out of this, Abner?
Well, all right, but I could save you all that thinking if you'd just let me
talk. Wait a minute. I believe I'm getting an idea. Yeah. All right, Granny's Abner, we ought to have some music of some kind down there in that picture show of ours.
Well, I'll be dead gum on. You're the forgetfulest one fella I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, sir, I'm proud I thought of that.
Thought of it?
Me and Abner might find some use for that piner down there at the show, Grandpap.
You sure not think so?
Well, maybe. Of course, we couldn't pay much, but if it helped you out, we'd be proud to rent it off of you. Wouldn't we, Abner? Just because we think so much of you.
I reckon so, huh? Doggy, I ain't sure about nothing. You got me so mixed up here and all.
Mixed up?
Why, sure. Me and you sat here and talked about the same thing not 10 minutes ago, and now you don't appear to recollect a thing about it.
Don't talk so much, Abner.
Huh?
Grandpap, how little would you want to rent that piner for?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, Lum. I never had thought much about it. Never thought about nobody wanting to rent it, hardly. Well?
Don't know what it's worth. Who is you aiming on getting to play it?
Well, I reckon either me or Lum would run the thing, whichever one of us weren't busy at the time.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I don't believe I'd want to let it out that way, less than I done the playing of it myself.
Less than you done it?
Yeah. You see, a body's got to play one of them player pianos just so where it don't sound right.
All you got to do is just put a roll of music on there and pump them pedals up and down. It plays itself, and you know it.
That's just exactly what I allowed you to say, Abner.
Well, natural.
Every feller that don't know much about music would say the same thing.
It wasn't.
If you know the hours I put in practicing on that thing.
Practicing?
I've heard him. He's telling the truth.
To play a player piano?
Yes, sir. They're as hard to play right as other kinds is.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Well, there's buttons around on it. You got to know just when to press them. You got to know when to play it soft and when to play it loud. Put feeling into the music.
Well, I never had thought about it just that way, Grandpap.
Well, it's wrote right on the music, says low and loud. But
uh-huh.
You got to keep your eye peeled for it.
Well, I can read. I can do that.
And another thing, a body's got to have strength to pedal clean through one of them rolls.
You do,
huh? Oh, yeah. Like Charity. Well, she always gives out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when she's playing along at last, it gets sort of slow and the music sort of drags. Don't sound right.
Oh.
Well, she just ain't got no talents for stuff like that.
Yeah, I
used to get a Charlie horse in my left leg when I first started playing it.
Well, I do know.
Grannies, I believe Grandpap's right. We want that music to sound right.
Yeah, I never know there was so much to it that way. No. Let's see now.
Well, supposing we rented you and your pioneer both then. Rented a pioneer and hired you to play it.
Yeah, like renting a team of mules, Grandpap.
How much would you want for that, Grandpap? Well, let's see. How many nights a week?
6 nights, Monday through Saturday.
Well, that'd keep me up past my bedtime, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you get to see the show free, though. You'd get to do that.
Yeah, we wouldn't charge you nothing to see the thing.
No, sir.
There's 25 cents a night you'd make right there.
Why, doggy, that ain't bad wages. That amounts to about $1.50 a week.
Well, here's what I might do. Tell you, I'll furnish the piner and do the playing for $4 a week.
$4?
Yeah. $3, Ann.
$3, huh?
Well, just a minute. Yeah, let me and Abner have a little meeting about it. Come here, Abner.
Yeah, excuse us, Grandpap. Maybe he's a little high and long.
Yeah, but recollect, that's the only player pioneer in town that I know of. It's a heap cheaper than buying one.
Yeah, I reckon it is, yeah.
Well, I guess we'll take you up on it, Grandpap.
It's a deal, Grandpap.
Well, I'm just thinking here, I'm going to have to bring Charity along with me of a night. Couldn't leave her sitting there at home by herself.
You mean you want to pass for her to get in free, too?
Well, that's about the only way I can get out of a night.
Oh.
Well, all right, we'll pass your woman in free, too.
Well, good.
Now, what's worrying me is how we're going to get over there overnight.
Get over there?
Yep. After dark that way, me or Charity won. Neither one can't half see to get around.
Uh-oh.
I was just thinking might get that nephew of mine to drive us over in his car.
Why, sure, that's a thing to do. Just get Luke to drive you over there overnight.
Yeah, that straightens that situation.
Yeah, that's a good idea you got.
Well, the pioneer deal's all settled then, I reckon.
Yeah, all settled.
Of course, we couldn't expect Luke to sit out there in the car and wait for me every night till the show's over.
Oh, you mean you want to pass for Luke, too?
Well, it just looks like there ain't no other way out of it, Abner. All right, Luke gets in for nothing, too, then.
Yeah, if he can do it. If he can do it?
Yeah, I don't know where Luke's going to be able to get out of a night without bringing his family along or not.
Uh-oh.
That woman of his won't hardly let him out of her sight.
Now, listen, Grandpap, if you're hinting for a pass for Luke and all them 9 young'uns of his, there ain't a thing doing. I'll tell you that right here and now.
Yeah, suit yourself, Abner. I don't care. I'm just trying to help you fellas out. It don't matter to me. You was the one who brung up the subject of renting it.
I can play the pigeon-toed piner over at my place just this way.
Well, just go right ahead and play it over there. We ain't going to let the whole town in free just to get you to sit down there and play it with us.
Well, now, wait a minute. Excuse us a second, Grandpap. Come here, Ed.
Well, he's just trying to get all his relays in for nothing. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, it looks like he's got us.
Why, sure.
But we better close the deal with him before he thinks about that second cousin he has that lives over on Brush Creek and his family.
Oh, Doggy, that's right. I forgot about him. Doggies, looks like we're going to have to bazaar the first two rows over there for the Pioneer player.
Well, I still say that's a heap cheaper than buying a new Pioneer.
Well, I don't know where it is or not. I don't think I'm for it.
That's about all we can do, though.
Let him go.
Well, Grandpap, we'll tell him in your heart. All them relays you mentioned gets passes.
But no more of them now.
Of course, I still think you're a little high on your price, Grandpa.
Yeah, high's right.
Well, Lummy, it's like you said a while ago. I never had thought about it just that way. But a man getting up my age, working for wages, just living from day to day, you might say, he ought to have a regular income. Something he can depend on.
Yeah.
And then, too, I'll have to dress myself up a little if I'm going to preform every night. And... of course, there's Charity. I don't want her to look dowdy.
Well, no, you ought to dress up. Sure, Grandpa.
Well, maybe you better give me about 3 months' salary in advance.